我们看两处的圣经。
Let's read the Bible.
第一处在路加福音第十五章。
Luke 15.
路加福音第十五章，我们从第一节念完二十五节。
From the first to the 25th verse.
找到以后，请诸位听我念就好了。新约圣经一百零五面，路加福音第十五章第十一节。
From the 11th verse.
这里耶稣说了一个比喻，来描写我们世人，你跟我跟神之间的关系。
Here Jesus used a parable to describe the relationship as man of this world to God.
路加福音第十五章第十一节，耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他们。过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财，就耗尽了一切所有的，又遇着那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来，于是去投靠那地方的一个人。那人打发他到田里去放猪，他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。十七节记载说，他醒悟过来，就说，我父亲有多少的故宫，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个故宫吧。于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。父亲却吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上，把那肥牛肚牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐。因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的，他们就快乐起来。
We have just read Book of Luke, chapter 15, from the 11th to the 25th verse.
然后我们看第二处的圣经是在旧约的路德记。
Let's read the Book of Ruth, which is in the Old Testament.
第一章。
First chapter.
我特别请弟兄姐妹在看这一章的时候特别配合想到刚才那个浪子的那一段的记载的经过。
When you read this, try to remember what we just read about the prodigal son.
旧约路德记第一章，我们看先念第一节，然后跳到第六节。
First and sixth verse.
第一节念，只念一节，然后我们从第六节开始念完第八节。第一节，当士师秉政的时候，国中遭遇饥荒，在犹大伯利恒有一个人带着妻子和两个儿子往摩亚地去寄居。然后第六节记载说，他就与两个儿妇起身要从摩亚地归回，因为他在摩亚地听见耶和华眷顾自己的百姓，赐粮食与他们。于是他和两个儿妇起行，离开所住的地方，要回犹大地去。我们圣经就念到这里。这两处圣经都让我们看见有一个中心，有一个主题。
These two portions of scripture, let us see, there is a central theme.
就是回去。
Central theme was to return, to come back.
回归。
To come back home.
那里浪子的记载，很明显的看见他心中的痛苦，他所有一切的难处，开始于他决定要起来，收拾所有的，离开他的父家，往远方去。
And the misery of the prodigal son started when he want to gather all he had. He want to get up and leave his home and leave his father.
所以，所有浪子所经历的困难难处，乃在于离开了父家。
So all the problems all the miseries that the prodigal son encountered was because he left his father and his home.
那么路德记里面记载这个女主角拿俄米，她所有的难处呢，也是因为她的先生啊，她的丈夫以利米勒决定了，做了一个决定，离开了他们自己的本家，然后带领他的太太跟儿子去摩押地一个外邦人的地方。
And all the problems that Naomi had in the book of Ruth was because her husband Elimelech decided to take the whole family out of Bethlehem, out of the house of God, to go to another place called Moab.
所以在路加福音第十五章，你看见那个浪子起来，然后往远方去了。
So in the book of Luke, in the 15th chapter, you saw the prodigal son got up and left his home and go to a faraway place.
同样的，在路德记，你看见以利米勒起来了，带了一家人往摩押地去。
And also in the book of Ruth, Elimelech got up and took his whole family and went to the place of Moab.
这两个两处的记载都让我们看见今天我们人的处境。
And these two recordings to let us see where we stand as men.
我们心中没有那种充实踏实的感觉。
We do not have a very practical sense to live.
我们发现我们所处在的这个世界，这个社会里面，人的价值逐渐的沦落到一个地步，比物，比动物，比会死的这些死的物质还不如。
And our sense of a standard or our sense of moral value has declined just like animals in our society.
那里浪子的记载，我们看见他拿了所有的，然后浪费资财，耗尽所有，沦落到一个地步，他投靠一个人，那个养猪的人把他看成比猪还不如。
And we saw in the recording of the prodigal son that he has wasted all he had.Then he became a keeper of the pigs, and he was even lower than the pigs.
那今天我们人活着的世界，同样的，我们看见有时候我们人的价值比动物还不如。
And today, by the same token, sometimes our value as a man is lower than an animal.
在非洲，每天可以几万个人的灵魂、生命死去，但是在美国，你看见那些 supermarket 里面那些 dog food, cat food 那些东西堆得满满的。
And by the same token, like in Africa, many thousands of people could perish due to hunger, yet our shelves are filled with dog and cat food in our supermarket.
人的心中有一个空处，不是用世上任何物质的东西所能够填满的。
We have in our heart, as a human being, we have a void in our heart, which cannot be satisfied with material things.
我们不断地累积世上的财物，
We try to accumulate properties and other material things.
因为我们心中得不到满足。
Because we cannot be satisfied in our inner heart.
有时候我不太了解许多华侨的生活。
Sometimes I do not understand some of the overseas Chinese lives.
他们在那边拼命每天的，啊，早上六点钟出门，晚上十点钟回来。
They go out of their house at 6 o'clock in the morning. They return maybe 10 or after.
然后他们拼命在那边累积这个世上的财富。
And with everything they can, they try to accumulate money or other things.
然后你看见那些财物在他的身边一直一天一天的堆得好高。
And you see that all their money accounts and other things are accumulating higher and higher every day.
但是他们自己的身体呢，却一天一天的垮下去。
But their physical body is declining every day.
然后到一个地步呢？
To a point,
他身体撑不住了
that he cannot work anymore.
所以就用他累积的财富呢来医治他的身体。
So they use the wealth they have accumulated to help heal their
所以你看见他累积的那些财富慢慢慢慢的又往下消失，完全要把自己再建造起来，健康。
All the things they accumulating, their bank accounts, everything is declining in order they can restore their physical body.
好了，到他健康的时候，他又出去了。
And when they're healthy again, they would go are again to accumulate.
又在那边在堆堆堆堆堆堆堆，哇，好开心，看见那个。
And they'll start to work again, work very, very hard, and they will accumulate.
然后自己的身体、自己的家庭、人际的关系，一天一天的往下坡走。
But their own health, their relationship with their family members, their relationship with the society will be declining again.
所以他一生里面呢，就是这几。两三个起伏，一边是这个起来，那边下去，这个再起来，那个又不见了，然后就 say goodbye to himself.
And so all their life is like they will accumulate high point, then they will decline low point, and high point, low point, until they say goodbye to this world.
除非我们心中这个空处，这个神所特别留下来的空处，能够被神自己所充满，我们没有办法得到真正心灵的安息。
We cannot have such a rest and inner peace until the void, that the void that God has created in our heart can be filled with God Himself.
今天整个人类的困境的噪音是什么呢？
What is the origin of our problem as a human being today?
按照圣经的解释，而不是按照心理学家或者社会学家或者政治家或者历史家的解释。
It is from the point of Bible, not from the point of a psychologist, or from a historian, or from a politician, nor from other well-known people.
圣经告诉我们说，人的所有问题的这个噪音是什么？因为人离开了神。
The Bible tells us the root of evil, the root of all our problems, is because man has left God.
正如路德记十五，这个路加福音十五章，还有路德记第一章那边所描述的。
It's just like when it was described on Luke 15 and the book of Ruth.
而人最离开了神呢，乃是因为罪隔绝了人跟神中间的沟通。
The reason that the man has left God because of a sin has separated God from man.
那今天这一世代的人不喜欢人谈到罪的问题。
And in our generation, we usually try to avoid to talk about the subject of sin.
为什么呢？因为罪让我们觉得不好受。
Because we don't feel comfortable in face of sin.
罪让我们觉得我们被捆绑。
We feel bounded by the word of sin.
罪让我们觉得我们不干净。
Sin makes us feel dirty.
罪让我们晚上睡不着觉。
Sin makes us give us a sleepless night.
所以现代的人，他们罪的态对罪的态度是什么？是逃避。
So what is the attitude towards sin in our generation? The root is to escape.
所以随便的社交场合，很少有人愿意冒犯别人谈这个罪的问题。
So therefore, when you have a social gathering, when you are in a party, very few times you hear people talk about sin.
那么有许多人说，就算你谈罪，我认为我是一个没有罪的人。
Well, some other people will say, well, you can talk about sin, but I'm not a sinner.
我不偷不抢。
I don't steal, I don't rob.
我不强奸，不杀人，不放火。
I don't commit adultery, I don't commit arson.
一般人对罪的观念是从人的法律的观念来看罪。
Usually, the majority of people, they look at a thing is from the point of our law.
在法律上面要有罪行，然后可以定罪。
So in a point of law, you must commit a crime, then you are guilty.
但是圣经告诉我们说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
But the Bible tells us, all have come, become sinners and come short of the glory of God.
那个神的对罪的观念跟世人从法律的观念来看罪是完全不一样。
God's point towards sin is different from man's point towards sin.
罗马书三章二三节，刚才我所引的那一句圣经提到什么，在神眼中什么是罪呢？
So in Romans 3:23 that Peter just mentioned that in God's eye, what is really sin?
就是我们离神的标准有距离的时候，我们就犯了罪。
It really means when we have a distance and far away from the standard that God sets, then that is sin.
换句话说，我们没有完全的跟神联合在一起的时候，中间有一个有这个所谓 come short, 就达不到那个标准的时候，就已经是罪。
And when we cannot totally united with God, we have come short of the glory of God. In that distance, that is sin.
我们离开了神的人，虽然我们没有杀人放火，但是从神的那个角度，我们还是一个迷失的人。
So even though we have not committed so-called crime like arson or adultery or thieves or other things, yet in God's point of view, we are still sinners because we cannot match His standard.
神对于人道德的要求远超过人的律法、法律对人的要求。
God's requirement in moral sense is much higher than the law gives us in this world.
耶稣说过，你们看见妇人动淫念的，就已经犯奸淫了。
Jesus said, if you look upon a woman and lust after her, then you have already committed adultery.
我想我们这里在座的弟兄们呢，
I'm thinking of all these brothers who are sitting here.
在我们一生的里面，
in our entire life,
有人敢说我从来没有动过一丝一毫的一念的？
Can anybody dare to say that I have never have one iota of such idea in my head?
我不敢讲。
I don't dare to say it.
我是个罪人。
I am a sinner.
从神的角度，我知道我不一定要做出来，我心中动念就达不到神的标准。
From God's point of view, I don't really have to commit it as an act. Yet, if I even think about it in my thinking, I've committed sin.
所以我需要神。
Therefore, I need God.
我知道这个罪已经把我跟神拉开了。
I know because of this sin has separated me from God.
罪有一个特性。
And sin has a characteristic.
有一个捆绑的力量。
And sin has a power to bind.
让我们觉得我们没有办法摆脱。
And let us feel that we cannot really get free from it.
我们每个人都有一些不良的习惯。
Everyone has some kind of bad habits.
那么你知道那是什么？
You know what it is.
那么那是一个罪的一个特性。
And it's a characteristic of a saint.
是那个力量在那边。
And there's a power in it.
但是更可怕的是什么呢？
But the more dreadful thing.
是罪的结果。
It's the result of sin.
罪带来的后果。
And it's the result that the sin brings.
罗马书六章二十三节那边说得很清楚。
In the book of Romans, in the sixth chapter, the 28th verse.
因为罪的工价乃是死。
The wage of sin is death.
所以我们离开了神。
So when we leave God,
那个终局啊，是永远的死。
So if we leave God, when we leave God, the end result is eternal separation from God.
所以有的人面对死亡的时候，他心中有许多的恐惧。
So therefore, when some people are faced with death itself, he has certain kind of a terror in his heart.
因为死的恐怖是那个永恒性。
Because the terror of death is eternal.
死的可怕是那个永不归回。
And the terrible thing of death is you can never come back.
那今天我们谈回归的问题。
Today we're talking about return or come home.
当一个人因着罪的缘故，拒绝神的缘故，离开神以后，他的一个终局就是一个永远的死亡。
When a man leaves God because of sin has separated from him and God, then his end result is eternal separation from the grace of God.
换句话说，那个人是永远没有机会，如果他死去的话，永远没有机会再回去。
So therefore, if the man dies before he repents or before he united with God, then he is separated from God eternally.
所以今天早上这一个时间的重要性在哪里呢？
So the importance of this element of time this morning is
就是在我们永不回来之前还活着这个阶段，今天早上这一个小时里面，你能够体会到要回到神面前的重要性。
The importance of this element of this morning is before that we die, that we can never come back, that God still give us a breath, still give us a life, we still have a chance to return to him.
因为我们人的生命好像草上的花，经风一吹便归无影。
Because our life is just like a flower in the field. After the wind blows, it will perish.
没有一个人敢今天晚上上床 睡觉脱了鞋子以后，你敢担保明天起床的时候还能穿那双鞋子？
No one can absolutely guarantee. When you go to bed tonight, leave your shoes on the floor. You say, I guarantee I get up next morning and I get into the same shoes.
买人寿保险并不保证你一定能够穿那双鞋子。
Yes, you have life insurance, but that does not guarantee that you can get up and put your shoes.
是我想死亡的可怕是永不归回的那个可能性。
I think the horror of death is that you can never return to the bosom of God.
但是神是一个慈爱的神。
But God is a God of love.
他希望我们回转。
He wants us and yearning for us to return to Him.
刚才我们谈到人的困境。
We talk about the problems of man.
谈到这些困境的原因起因。
And we talk about the root of our problems.
有好几位心理学家对人的需要说了一些话。
And some of the psychologists said, psychiatrists or psychiatrists said to the man's need, then there's several quotations.
Jung 这个心理学家他曾经说过，他说，在我所接触的许多个案里面，年龄超过35岁以上。而还有无限烦恼的这些人呢，大部分是在他们的生活里面找不到宗教信仰的归宿。
This very famous Jung, the psychiatrist, said, in all my cases that I've encountered, all these people who have passed the age of 35, if they have such a complexity and a problem in their lives, usually becauseThey cannot return to their religious belief or faith.
另外还有一个很出名的这个心理学家 Eric Fromm.
And there was another very noted psychiatrist, Eric Fromm.
他说每一个人都有着宗教信仰的需要，都渴望能够找到一个人生可以努力的目标，还有一个可以奉献的对象。
He said everyone has a desire of a religion, of a faith, and also they have an object that they can offer their life to, and they have a faith that they can really strive for.
还有一个学者他开始了这个所谓的意义治疗法的 logotherapy 的这个人叫做Viktor Frankl.
And Viktor Frankl was the originator of
logotherapy.他说了一句话什么呢？他说一个人如果在生活里面没有找到一个确定的目标，他很快就会丧失了自我。
And he said if we cannot find a purpose in our life, usually we lose ourselves.
Self-worth. 所以从这几个人这个对人的观察非常有研究的这些专家的他们的结论里面，
From all these people who have studied the human conditions and our environment and our reaction, they have several conclusions.
我们可以这样子说，一个人活着必须要找到一个可以安身立命的一个归宿或者根据。
So therefore, we can say from all these observations, a man lives, he must have a root, he must have a home he can return to, he must have a faith he can trust.
否则的话，我们的内心永远没有办法得到真正的平安跟安息。
Otherwise, there is a void in our heart, we do not have rest.
我们没有办法靠一些外在的活动，一些物质的东西来填满这个空腹。
And our world cannot be filled because of so many activities or so much material acquisitions.
所以我们看到这个浪子，当他经历这种存在的焦虑跟痛苦的时候。
So when we see this prodigal son, when he was in misery in his existence and in his struggle,
当他经历到那个分割脱离的痛苦的时候。
When he experienced the misery of separation from his father.
他有一个很强的欲望，很深的这个动机要回去。
He had such a desire, such a yearning that he must return home.
他要回到他的父家去。
He wants to go back home to his father.
同样路德一样，路德记里面的拿俄米一样。
Same thing as Naomi in the book of Ruth.
他听见神祝福他自己的子民。
She heard that God has blessed the people in Bethlehem.
但是他流落在异邦在那边确实忍耐，他说我要起来归回。
And he suffered in the eloquence of the land of Moab, gracious, I want to get up and return to the house of God.
我们有问你今天心里面的这个回去的这个欲望有多强。
I don't know how strong is your urge to return home to your heavenly father.
其实我们看人类历史，有许多的哲学家、思想家、宗教家在那边努力地寻找一条归去路。
And we can see all through the history, we have encountered many philosophers, great thinkers, and they always try to look for a way to return.
柯士尼这个人，他写了一本书，叫做《美丽的新世界》。
Huxley, he wrote a book called The Beautiful New World.
他在这本书里面提出了一个人类的希望，一个新的理想国。
And he really suggested that we must have a new life, a new concept.
在我们中国的文化里面。
In our the Chinese civilization.
我们的先圣先贤也提出这个大同的世界，天下为公的这个境界。
And also in our Chinese civilization, we have really won sort of a world imagination or utopia.
这些先圣先贤这些伟大的哲学家，他们为什么能够产生这些那么伟大的作品呢？
Why these early philosophers, thinkers, why they wanted to produce such a great, manuscript for us?
基本上呢，也是心中的那个动力，要找一条路回去。
They have a force in their heart to want to return.
但是很可惜的，历史告诉我们。
But very sadly, the history tells us.
这些梦是不能够实现。
All the dreams were shattered.
在这个地球上面，我们没有办法建立那个人间的天。
On this earth, we cannot have a heavenly utopia.
除非我们人心有彻底的改变。除非我们愿意回到那个荡到我们的父神那边去，我们没有办法找到一个可以安身立命的地方。有许多人把希望放在一个什么呢？一个理想大同这个居住的世界下面。
And many people put their ideals into a society that everyone can be evenly divided.
有人说我们在台湾的这个整个经济制度里面，我们对于年老的人，我们没有这个 social security 的这种的制度。
And people say in Taiwan that they do not have a social security system for the elderly.
我们现在住在这个国家，有这个制度。
We have social security benefits for the elderly.
那么我们也希望有一天能够达到那个均富、那个民生乐利的一个境界。
And we hope that one day that all the wealth can be equally divided and everybody will be happy.
大概两三年前我在台湾的
时候 Two or three years ago when I was in Taiwan.
我在中央日报的副刊上面看见一篇文章。
In the Sunday Daily
News,
I saw an article.
那个印象很深刻。
It really impressed me.
作者是这个中央日报副刊的主编彭歌先生写的。
And author was the chief editor for the Sunday Daily News.
他的节目叫什么？军富国。
And his topic was that.
军富国，平均富国，一个国。
Equally divided wealth country.
哇，这是一个很美、很理想，许多人梦想有一天没有贫富的这个悬殊的问题。
So this is a really idea everybody was
thinking. 所有我们的生活、我们的福利，这个国家能够提供给我们。
So from cradle to grave, everything will be taken care of by
our
country.
那篇文章，彭歌先生是去了瑞典以后回来的一个心中的感触。
And this Mr. Pond, he went to Sweden, then after he saw what happened over there, and he wrote this article.
瑞典的他们全国人民的平均收入可以说全世界的第一位。
In Sweden, the average income for each individual probably would be number one in the world.
他们这个社会福利的制度比美国不晓得先进了多少。
And their social welfare system is so much
比如说那天文章里面提到，他们在1920年的时候就已经有退休养老全民的这种退休养老的制度。30年以前，幼稚园跟小学的营养午餐在那个国家已经完全免费。
In the world of Jesus,
the
glory of the
Lord, and the light
of
absolute brightness.
在耶稣的世界里面，你有臣子的那个自治 self-control.
In the world of Jesus, there is no self-limitation or self-control in the world of Confucius.
也没有国家的这个心智的分析。
There's no such thing as a Buddhism. They have the analysis as conscious.
也没有庄子的那种神秘主义。
And there's no such a thing as a Taoism, as the theory of mystery.
Mysticism.
Jesus has professed profound love and understanding of true God.
他认为现代人呢讲到宗教或者讲到圣经里面所认识这位神的时候，他们的困惑是什么呢
？So he said the problem we have as modern men when we read the Bible, what is our problem and perplexity?
是因为我们错用了方法，我们强调了理性的重要性。
We have used the wrong method. We have overemphasized on the subject of rationalism or reason.
我们是要用逻辑来了解神。
We try to understand God by logic.
它是在物质跟知识的科学知识的范畴里面，我们用时间、空间、活动或者因果关系种种的推理工具是很好的。
Usually,
在物质知识的科学知识的范围里面
，in the confinement of the scientific knowledge and other material things，
我们用时间、空间、活动、因果关系来作为一种工具，那是很恰当。
We use the tool as a time element or some kind of experiment to analyze the whole thing. Sometimes it is adequate.
但是谈到神跟宗教还有人跟人的关系的时候
，When we talk about God and man and religion and a relationship between man，
这些方法就没有办法游刃有余了。
And all these methods become in vain.
科学的工具是什么？显微镜。
That is the tool of science. It's the microscope.
但是宗教的这个根据是人心里面深处基层轻微的那一个声音。
But the tool of religion, of a faith, of a belief, is the very minute voice in the inner heart of everyone.
用一种直觉的能力来揣摩真理的微妙。跟所发出来的这个惊叹
Use your intuition to read the magnificent truth that God has for us and to wonder
我们现代人所缺乏的就是这些
And what we lack as modern men is exactly this
张群先生、过去的前任的这个总统府秘书在这本书的序里面他说了几句话
And in the introduction of this book Mr. Lin wrote Mr. 张群 who was a secretary of the presidentIn Taiwan.
他说林先生经过数十年的取经认同降师耶稣而后选定耶稣基督作为他信仰的对象
Mr. Lin has gone through so many decades of searching, of looking, of trying to find a way. Finally, he has chosen Jesus Christ as his personal savior, has this definite faith in him.
他这种审慎不苟、直善固执的精神，对于今天崇拜林先生的知识分子来说
，And his method of planning continuously, of doing it methodically, very carefully, looking for all sorts of avenues, this kind of spirit should be an example for all the intellectuals of China today.
这些知识分子，他们今天或者正在忧苦。烦闷的彷徨路上，或者正在选择信仰的十字街头，应该知道怎么样取舍。
And he should be therefore to all the intellectuals of the Chinese people, or even the whole world, to have this kind of way to look for the truth.
浪子最后心中得到安息，乃是因为他醒悟过来，他做了决定，我要起来回去。
And the prodigal son, he has really reached his father's home. He has
He got his rest and peace is because he realized that he was wrong, and he got up and returned home.
拿俄米的后半生有那么多的福气，乃是因为他听见了神的作为，他决定起来回去。
And Naomi, in the latter part of his life, it was so blessed tremendously because he heard God's voice. She decided to get up and return home to God.
我想我们今天的需要不在于在理性上面怎么样来找到。
I don't think our need can be reached by logic or reason.
昨天晚上还有机会跟赵可文的令尊赵先生有机会聊一下，我们谈到这个伊甸园的那个分别善恶树果子的那个故事。
And last night we had a meeting, and I had some chance to have some fellowship with Mr. Chan, and we talked about the Garden of Eden and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
我告诉他说，我自己对那个整个故事的领会是，不是知理性的问题，也不是这个知识的问题。
I feel personal point of view, it's not the problem of knowledge or reason.
乃是亚当夏娃。他意志上面的一个抉择，要听从神呢，还是不听从神
？The problem was between Adam and Eve were from their thinking, from their will, whether they would listen to God or listen to the devil.
今天我们需要是发现我们的需要跟处境。
Today we have a need.
然后我们要做一个决定，回到神的面前。
And we must make a decision. We must make a decision with action to return to our Father.
要回去的话
When you want to return to your heavenly Father,
我们必须承认自己是一个罪人。
First, you must recognize you are a sinner.
我们必须向神呼求说，父啊，饶恕我。
We must cry out to our heavenly Father, say, Father, forgive me.
然后说，神啊，我需要你进入我的生命里面，填满我这个空处。
Then we cry out to God, God, I need you to come into my heart, to fill the void in my inner heart.
上个礼拜我有机会带了两个孩子去 Kmart, 去 shopping.
Last week I had a chance to take my two children to shop in Kmart.
我那个大男孩子他最喜欢的整个 Kmart 里面最喜欢就是那个玩具的那个 section.
And my older boy,The section he liked the most was the toy department.
他一进门口就往那里跑。
And usually he is very quick, so after he entered the door, immediately he went to the toy section.
我跟我太太说，等一下在那边去找他就行。
So my wife and I said to him, don't worry about it, we'll find him in the
section. 来，我们在那边看啊，在那边找东西。哎，过了好久，还没有看见他出现。
And after a long time, we didn't see him.
我就跟我太太说，哎，我们该去看看。
So I said to my wife, maybe we should look for him.
我朝着那个 toy department 那边走半路了，就听见广播体在那边说 ，Joshua's father and mother, please come to counter number four.
Just halfway there, and I heard from the loudspeaker that Joshua's mother and father, please come to counter number four.
我就直接朝那个第四号的那个 check out 那个那里走。
So I went to check out counter number four.
他一踩到那边，他跳起那个腿在那边等我。
And he was waiting for him with his.
也没有说什么。
He didn't cry or nor did he run into
the store. 我谢谢那个
cashier.
I sent the
cashier.
然后就把他拉过。
And I took him.
我说你没有怕，没有哭啊。
I said, aren't you afraid? How come you didn't cry?
没有。
No.
那你说。你怎么找到爸爸
？How did you find your father, my family?
他说我看见你好久都不在，我就跑到那里去，跟他说 ，My name is Joshua. I want my father.
I didn't see you, so I just go to the cashier and tell her that I'm Joshua. I need my father.
我说好小子啊
！Just a wonderful son.
三岁多你就懂了，你摸到一条路找你爸爸。
You know the way to find your father.
他必须感觉这个需要要回家。
He must have a need that he wants.
他不是在那边研究爸爸是怎么样一个人。
He does not go there to spend days and years and months to research what kind of father is.
他说我要回到爸爸那里去。
He said I want to go
to my father.
然后他要叫出来。
Then he cried out.
他知道透过那个麦克风就逮到他的父亲。
He knows that from the last speaker his father would call.
他必须向那个 cashier 说我迷失路了。
He must say to the cashier, I'm lost.
然后说我要爸爸。
And I want my father.
我是 Joshua.
I am Joshua.
I want my daddy.
I want my daddy.
他就找到了。
And he found his daddy.
如果他不愿意这样子做。
If he doesn't want to be this way.
他可能要 get lost for the whole night.
可能他整夜就迷失了。
咱们低头祷告。
Shall we pray?
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你今天早上，你把你的话语打开。
Lord, we thank you this morning that you have shown us your word.
你透过浪子还有路德记里面的拿俄米，让我们知道我们需要归回你的怀抱。
From the recording of the prodigal son and the book of Ruth from Naomi's life, let us know that we have a need to return to you.
我们人生里面没有方向目标。
In our life, if we do not have purpose or direction,
我们也不知道我们生命过后要到哪里去。
So after we die, we don't know where we're going.
主，谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你把耶稣基督赐给我们。
You give us your beloved Son, Jesus Christ.
为我们的罪死在十字架上面。
For our sin, he was nailed on the cross.
为的是要把我们带回到你自己的面前。
The reason was so we can come to you.
主，没有别的路。
Lord, there's no other way.
正如耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。人若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
There is no other way because Jesus said, I'm the truth, the way, and life. No one comes to the Father but by me.
所以我们承认我们一生里面做了许多的错事。
Lord, we recognize, we admit it, we have committed many wrong things in our lives.
我们达不到你的标准。
We cannot reach your standards.
我们心中有许多的罪疚感。
We have many guilty feelings in our hearts.
主，但是你应许宝血可以洗净我们一切的罪。
But Lord, you have promised the precious blood would wash away all our sins.
主，求你今天早上进入我们的心中。
Lord Jesus, please come into our hearts this morning.
让我们能够找到你。
Let us find you this morning.
让我们能够经验到那个永生的确据。
Let us know the assurance of eternal life this morning.
当我们安静低头的时候，
When we are quiet and bow down our heads and close our eyes,
我给在座的一些还没有接受耶稣基督的朋友一个选择。
I give you a choice this morning that you have not accepted Christ as your Jesus as your personal Savior.
一个挑战。
I give you a challenge this morning.
今天你要回到父的怀抱去。
Today you must return to the bosom of Heavenly Father.
你能够像我的那个儿子说，我要爸爸。
You can be just like my son said, I want my father.
听出来，我是一个罪人。
Heavenly Father, I'm a sinner.
我需要。
I need you.
我要回家。
I want to come home.
我承认自己是一个罪人。
I admit I'm a sinner.
但是透过耶稣基督的宝血，我可以回到你的怀抱。
But through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, I can come back to you.
如果你有这个需要，你现在可以向神这样子祷告。
If you have such a need, you can pray like this to God this moment.
神说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人。
The Lord said, whosoever accepts him, he will give him the right to be the children of God.
他就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。
He'll give him the right to be the children of God.
你要的话。
If you want him.
你现在可以接受耶稣基督。
You can accept Christ this moment on your feet.
我让你安静一分钟做这样子的祷告。
I want you to pray quietly for 1 minute on your feet, all eyes closed, all hands bowed.
神爱你。
God loves you.
他今天要让你跟他恢复那个破碎的关系。
Today he wants to restore the relationship that has been broken between you and God.
你不需要再彷徨。
Don't tarry any longer.
向神呼求。
Cry out to God.
你现在邀请刚刚做了祷告的这些人，把手举一下，我为你祷告。
All these people who have prayed, please raise your hand, and I will pray for you. You have said such a prayer.
神看见，没有其他人看见。
God has seen it. No one else has.
请你把手举一下。
Just raise your hand and put it down. I'll pray for you.
感谢主，请放下。
Thank you. You can put it
on
anyone else.
神爱你，感谢主，请把手。
Thank you。
还有没有
？Anyone else？
神爱你。
God loves you。
他今天要让你重回他的怀抱。
He wants you to come back to his bosom。
他爱你。
He loves you。
在你还是罪人的时候，就差派他的独生儿子耶稣基督为你死在十字架上。
When you were a sinner, he sent his only begotten son to die for you on the cross。
今天你可以在他里面得到真正的安息。
Today, you can have rest in him。
请你把手举一下，如果你愿意。
Just raise your hand and put it down。
感谢主。
Thank you。
好，举过手的不要再举手。
Okay, all those raised hands。
我看见已经有三位。
Three, anyone else？
浪子今天回到父的怀抱。
The prodigal son has come back。
还有一些人还在家外流荡的吗
？Anyone else who is still wandering outside God's love？
神说我爱你。
God tells you。
我等候你回来。
God says, I'm waiting for you to come home。
我最后再问一次，你不要错过这个机会。
Don't、
还有没有人愿意接受耶稣基督做救主的？你愿意的，请手打举，举一下。
Anyone else who is willing, just raise your hand, put it down. We'll pray for you。
我为你高兴，感谢主。
Praise God。
感谢主。
Praise God。Okay, we have seen it。
还有没有
？Anyone else？
不要迟延，不要犹豫。
Tarry any longer. Don't wander any longer.
神爱你。
God loves you.
他要让你经验回家的喜乐。
He wants you to experience the joy.
他要给你一个永远的生命。
He wants to give you eternal life.
没有人能够夺去的。
No one can take away from you.
有没有这样的人
？Anyone else？
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你的圣灵到今天仍然工作。
Your Holy Spirit is still working today among us.
我们打开你的话语，就看见生命the力量。
We open your word and we see the power of life.
我们为这六位的举手的新的你的儿女，我们献上感谢赞美。
We pray for all these people who have just raised their hand, dedicated life to you.
主，你爱他们，你今天寻找到了他们。
Lord, you love them. Today you have found them.
求你让他们一生一世紧紧地住在你里面。
Lord, we pray that their whole life can come close to you, cling onto you.
让他们每一天经验到他们是一个在神家中的儿女。
Let them experience every day they are child of God.
主，用你的爱从上到下前后左右包围他们。
Lord, surround your love.For them, all over them, from top to bottom, from left to right, everywhere, protect them.
让他们经历那个更丰盛的生命。
Let them experience life, not only life, but abundant life.
所以我们也纪念有一些人在犹疑不决。
Lord, we also pray for these people who are still wondering.
也有人心中做了祷告，但是不好意思把手举起来的。
And there are people who have prayed, but yet they are embarrassed to raise their hand.
所以你看见，你也知道。
Lord, you know who they are.
你也同样悦纳他们的祷告。
You have accepted their prayers.
也给他们勇气，有一天能够站起来在众人面前为你做见证。
And give them courage so they one day they can stand up.
谢谢你，谢谢你与我们同在。
Lord, we thank you.
我们感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.